to time certain at 8:09, please.
Accept the Quarterly Technology Oversight Committee report from the Chief Administrative Officer.
Colleagues, the Technology Oversight Committee provides citizen oversight on significant city technology projects, especially those that are identified as either having high risk or high cost. This gives us early and continued technology oversight by an independent 5-member committee for the purposes of increased transparency and accountability. TOC sends quarterly reports to the Chief Administrative Officer, who then forwards those reports to us, the Council. The quarterly reports include information from each project's independent quality assurance consultant and the Technology Oversight Committee's assessment of the project's status. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Jen Clodius, the Strategic Communications Manager in the Office of Management and Finance and the staff support for the TOC. With me today are Jeff Baer, Director of the Bureau of Technology Services, and TOC member Dr. Wilfred Penfold, who is appointed by Mayor Wheeler. As you know, TOC is made up of 5 community members, each named by one of you. The other TOC members are Ken Neubauer for Commissioner Fish, Diana Garcia for Commissioner Fritz, Mike Lynch for Commissioner Saltzman, and while he was not a member during this quarter, Jimmy Goddard has joined the TOC as Commissioner Udaly's representative. The TOC, as the mayor said, advises the CAO, Tom Reinhart, and we are here to present that report from April through June. There is more information that goes beyond that, and Jeff and Wolf will catch you up. TOC has also been working with the City Budget Office on their new budget permitting or their new software replacement project, and they've also been working with the Portland, Oregon website refresh team. And on the next set of dashboards in 3 months, you'll see updates on those. For today, we are only going to be telling you about the POPS dashboard. So, with no further overview, there it is.
Thank you, Jen. Again, Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Technology Services. I'll just give you a quick update on a couple of different activities that have been going on, and I don't want to steal too much of our thunder for the next presentation at 3 o'clock that we're keyed up with, but a number of big developments or milestones that we developed or achieved this past cycle was we got the whole Amanda 7 migration development system infrastructure ready, also the test environments ready to go. So we've got the key foundation for the whole system is ready at this point. Our next big major accomplishment would be the whole production infrastructure. So I'm going to reserve a lot of other comments for our presentation here in a few minutes, and I want to turn it over to Dr. Penfold to provide some other comments from the TOC perspective.
Yeah, I would say that we're very optimistic at the moment. I think two of those programs that you mentioned, Jen, are doing extremely well. The CBO program is very much on track. The website program is particularly exciting because we're looking at deploying an agile method for how we're doing the website, which the TOC has been very supportive of for some time, and we're seeing really good progress there. We're also feeling good about the POPS program. It's trending in the right direction. We were very happy to see a workable schedule this time through, and we expect to see a budget very soon. So we're optimistic, and hopefully next time we'll have more updates.
Would you care to share what Quality Assurance said in the June meeting or the July meeting?
The information about the yellow and the green.
Yeah.
So we, the TOC, are currently rating everything as yellow until we see that firm schedule and the firm budget. I think the Quality Assurance group felt more optimistic about where we were with schedule, but we're holding ourselves back. We don't want to see go up and down. So we want to. Until we're sure that we're in green space and we're going to stay there for a while, TOC will hold our position at yellow.
Very good, Commissioner Fritz.
Isn't this the first time we haven't had any red on this chart?
I think it's getting close, yes.
Yes,
we're feeling very optimistic.
In fact, Quality Assurance actually rated the project green in July.
Great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Good. Better to be conservative.
Yeah,
that was our promise and over-deliver. Very good. Any further discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Oh, good work as always, and thanks for your service.
Aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner Saltzman, this is one of your lasting legacies to have established this committee, and we really appreciate Dr. Penfold, especially your work Thank you, Director Rebecca Esau, who's here today, Alshad and others who are here from the Bureau of Digital Services. This has been a long project and still a ways to go, but it's nice to see that it is on track. And I know that everybody's worked really hard on it throughout, so it's nice to see that that hard work is finally starting to pay off. Aye.
Fish?
Yes, thank you for your good work. Aye.
Wheeler.
I think this is a great model of accountability and transparency, and frankly, I enjoy getting these reports as a start, but I enjoy even more getting the reports and seeing the red disappear and seeing the yellow appear and knowing that we're getting very close to green, particularly on some of the higher cost, higher risk projects. So thank you all for your commitment to this and your service. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thank you. We are still ahead of schedule, so we'll go to 8.